In the fifth aliyah of Parshas Vayigash, we are told that Yaakov makes his way down to Mitzrayim, and the pasuk states, "Vayisa Yisrael v'chala shelo v'yavo be'era shava v'yizbach zvachim le'elohei aviv Yitzchak." That here Yaakov brings karbanos that are in honor of the God of his father Yitzchak. And that seems like a surprising label. Certainly his grandfather Avram also earned the association with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why is it that it's Yitzchak who's identified here? And Rashi quotes the Medrash, Chayiv Adon Bichvot Aviv Yoser Mikvot Zekeno. That one is obligated in honoring his father more than his grandfather. Lefikach Tala B'Yitzchak V'loba Avram. And therefore, he attributed his merit to Yitzchak rather than Avram. And that statement is the topic of a major discussion in Poskim as to its implications. The Maharik, in his Chuvis in Shorish Lamed, states, based on this Medrash, that there is no obligation of Kavod to a grandfather. And the Rama quotes this in Yoridea and objects to it. He notes that the language of the Medrash is simply that one is obligated in kavod to a father more than to a grandfather, but not that there is no obligation of kavod at all to a grandfather. And indeed, many disagree. The Bach in Yoridea, Yosh Mem, objects, noting that the Medrash tells us there's an obligation of honor to one's father-in-law, and one would assume all the more so to a grandfather who is also identified as Av in the Torah, in Parshas Vayetze, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Yaakov and tells him about the brachos that he will receive, he identifies Avram as his Av. So this objection is also raised by others, such as the Torah Tamima. On a personal note, I will fulfill the obligation of kavod for grandfather by noting that my grandfather, in his commentary to the Torah Tamima, the Meshivas Nefesh, comments on this, bringing sources in both directions, indicating that perhaps for some purposes a grandfather is called a father, and for some purposes not. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Shuvas and Simon Samet Ches, quotes from the Sefer Liv Yaschein that he assumes that the obligation of kavod for a grandfather should actually be more than for a father, based on the Kal Vachomer that the Gemara has in a different context, that hu va'ata chayavim bichvodo, that since one is obligated in honor to his father, and the father in turn is obligated in kavod to his own father, so therefore that should accumulate, and the grandson should certainly be obligated in kavod to his grandfather all the more so. So therefore, Kiva Eger asserts that indeed there is this obligation even more so to a grandfather than the father, but that's only when the grandfather is alive. When the grandfather is no longer alive, so then the honor is primarily to the father. Others point out this is a difficult interpretation in an effort to explain the pasuk here, why it is that Yitzchak is prioritized, because there's no indication that there's a distinction between living grandfathers and non-living grandfathers. In order to understand exactly how these elements interact with each other, it's worth posing a chakira similar to one that we find regarding the obligation of kavod to an older brother. That Gemara Maseches Ksubis and Daf Kuf Gimel tells us that there is such an obligation, and this is a topic of a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam understands that the obligation of kavod to an older brother is a function of the din bechor, and therefore it would only apply to an oldest brother who has the title of bechor, but basically therefore understanding that it's something that he himself earns, while the Ramban sees it as an extension of the notion of kibud av v'em, which requires us to do for our parents that which they would appreciate, and presumably most parents would want that there should be a hierarchy in the family, that the younger siblings should show deference to the older siblings. So therefore, in this case, we could also ask the question, assuming that there is an obligation of some kind of kavod to a grandfather, what's the nature of that obligation? Is it something that is inherent in the grandfather? He gets his own kavod in his own right? Or is it an extension of the kavod to the father, that presumably the father would want that his children would treat the grandparents with deference and honor, and therefore, as an obligation towards the parents, as a function of kibud av v'em, the children are also obligated in kavod to the grandparents. So if one understands the first way, that it's an independent chiyuv the grandfather has in his own right, so that requires also understanding a little bit what kibud av v'em is about. So here we find different understandings as to what is the driving force between kibud av v'em Some understand it as a function of Hakaras HaTov towards the parents. Others see it as a indication of honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we want to show our appreciation to God himself, but he's intangible and we have a hard time relating to him directly. And the Gemara tells us that there are three shutvin in the creation of a person, God and the mother and the father. So therefore we choose to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu's human partners as a way of honoring him. So both of those on some level are applicable to a grandfather as well, especially if we do find in Halacha and in the Torah that for some purposes the grandfather is called an Av. We find also that the Gemara Maseches Kedushin, as the Poskim point out, and Daf Lamed tells us that the grandfather has an obligation of Talmud Torah towards his grandchildren. So we find that he is considered an Av for certain purposes. Presumably an obligation of Hakaras HaTov for one's existence also traces back to his grandparents, and also the notion of having a role in one's creation, that one can honor God through taking note of that partnership, applies at least on some level to a grandparent as well. So this question, whether the obligation goes directly to the grandparent or essentially goes through the father as an extension of the chiyuv of kibud av v'aim, could impact exactly how it plays out. So for example, if we say that it's an extension of the chiyuv of kibud av v'aim, so then it makes sense that it wouldn't apply in any circumstance in which it reduces the kavod of the father. So perhaps that's what the Medrash is saying, that the obligation is to prioritize the covet of the father, that if there is indeed a conflict, so then the father's needs would come first, because to prioritize the grandfather would be a reduction in the covet of the father, and that wouldn't make sense if the whole obligation itself is an extension of the covet that goes to the father. So in the Sefer Otsros Megadim, he suggests that that's what's going on here, that normally honoring the grandfather would be an extension and an enhancement of the kavod to a parent. But here, Yaakov is trying to give credit to his father Yitzchak that it was in his chus that he was able to merit being reunited with Yosef. So if he was going to include Avram in that as well, it would imply that Yitzchak's chus was insufficient, and that would be a reduction in the honor being shown to Yitzchak. In the Tshuvas Minchas Elazar, Chelik Gimel, Semin Lamed Gimel. It's a tshuva about the third generation, so it's 3 times 3, Gimel, Semin Lamed Gimel. The Minchas Elazar has a tshuva in which he talks about the question of whether the honor shown to a father-in-law or to a grandfather, which one of them should take priority, and he understands that the obligation to a grandfather is more firmly grounded than that to a father-in-law. And he does assume, just like the Livya Schein, that there really should be a greater obligation to the grandfather than to the father because of that kal v'chomer. And indeed, that really should be the case. So he therefore goes on to explain that it's actually the pasuk here in our parsha that comes as a chiddush to limit that. And presumably the understanding is that logically, mathematically, there really should be more obligation to the grandfather than to the father because it accumulates as you go back in generations. However, because of the needs of the family structure, it's important that the honor of the father take priority when there is a conflict. So therefore, there's a chiddush of the pasuk that we prioritize the father in such situations. But otherwise, logically speaking, it would have made sense that indeed the kavod should accumulate to a greater degree the farther back you go. And indeed, he discusses that in Minchas Elazar, and we should all be zochet to have such shailas. If one had to choose between showing honor to his grandfather or showing honor to his great-grandfather, then presumably his great-grandfather should be prioritized because of the kal v'chomer. His grandfather is obligated to show kavod to his great-grandfather, and therefore it accumulates to a greater degree to the great-grandfather. So that logic would hold true in general, and it's just in the case of the father, there's a special chiddush of this pasuk here, that there is priority given to the father. As far as some of the practicalities of this halacha, in the Sefer Hichel Hara, he points out pretty common scenario that if there's a question of the timing of a bris, so normally we try to time a bris as early as possible because of his reason, makdim in the mitzvos, but he notes that the obligation of kavod to a grandparent is more important than that. So therefore, if the bris needs to be scheduled a little bit later in order to allow the grandparents to arrive at the bris, so that should take priority, and the bris should be scheduled at a time that the grandparents can arrive. In the Sefer Tshuva Me'ava, of Reb Lezer Fleckels, was a Talmud of the Nodi Behuda. He discusses a scenario that was actually discussed before him in the Tshuva Shtei Halachem, that for practical purposes, it doesn't make that much of a difference, because let's say in the classic scenario of who should you give a glass of water to first, so let's say your father is in one corner of the room, and your grandfather is in another corner of the room, and they both ask you for water, so maybe Me'ikar Hadin, you're going to bring the water first to your father, and only afterwards to your grandfather, but if you would do that, you would bring the water first to your father, he would have to get up and schlep across the room and give the water to his father. So you're not doing him any favors by prioritizing him. So you should instead give the water straight to the grandfather in order to accomplish both. However, Yaakov Emden, his Shuvas Yavetz, disagrees. He doesn't really explain why he disagrees. He calls it shibush. So in the Shuvas Meshev Nevonim and Chelek Hay and Simon Mem Aleph, he points out that Rabbi Yaakov Emden doesn't explain why, and he suggests that maybe there is a machlokas here as to what exactly is the nature of the obligation of kavod to a grandfather. Is it that there is a obligation of service, just as there is to the father, or is it of a different type, that one should be nice and deferential to the grandfather, but it's not the same as the obligation of kibud av v'eim? And he assumes that Rabbi Yaakov Emden's objection is that he feels it's different than the obligation of kibud av v'eim, and it certainly shouldn't interfere with serving the father directly. While the Shtei Halechem and the Tshuva Me'ava, they see the obligation as comparable to the obligation of Kibud Av, that it is about service. And perhaps this fits into the question we discussed before, is the obligation of kavod to a grandfather the same, essentially a kavod in his own right, or is it an extension of Kibud Av V'eim, and basically just an act of deference to the grandparent under the assumption that that's what the parent would want. But either way, that certainly should impact how things go under normal circumstances. Rabbi Akiva Eger, in his comment to Shulchan Aruch over here, understands that there absolutely is an obligation of kavod to a grandfather. It's just that when there is a conflict, so then the pasuk is telling us, the Medrash interpretation of the pasuk, that there is a priority given to the father, but if there's no question of conflict, so then there certainly is an obligation of kavod to the grandfather. But under most circumstances, presumably, the father would want that deference and priority should be shown to his own father, and that itself would make him happy. So therefore, under those circumstances, showing priority and honor to the grandfather is the solution that solves everything and accomplishes both Kibud Av and Kibud Zakeno at the same time, and acknowledges our debt to all of the earlier generations. And that's actually a theme that's also included elsewhere in this pasuk beneath the surface. That the Medrash tells us that a part of Yaakov's trip here is involving what Avraham did before, that Avraham planted trees, and Yaakov, coming down, cuts down these trees and takes these trees with him to Mitzrayim, and they would eventually be used to construct the Mishkan. And his bringing these trees down to Mitzrayim with him, as Rebekah of Kamenetsky discusses over here, is in order to create a connection for his children with their ancestors. And that was necessary in order to keep their hope alive for redemption. The more they have this association and this connection with those who came before them and those who provided the merit for their ongoing survival and redemption, is going to be a source of hope and inspiration. And this is something that, of course, we are focused on now as well, at a time of such tension and crisis, the knowledge that we have the connection to our ancestors who have come before and provided merit and inspiration for us is an ongoing source of hope.